This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha, ha. The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you live from the downtown San Francisco studios of the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, the network that started it all back in the 80s. But normally we talk sports. Well, we talk sports 23 hours and 6 days a week, because this is the 1 hour it's just video game talk, and not sports, all video games. Sports and everything else. Glad to be on SB Nation as well, and streaming through the two websites, SBNationLive.com, SportsByline.com. If you want to write me an email, Rick@SportsByline.com. That's also how you win the game that I'll give away at 40 off, or what game. Stay tuned. Also, cheat code requests, which I do at the end of the show. Send me a request for an older game. I'll look it up for you. I'll dig deep. I'll dive in. Rick@SportsByline.com. Other ways of listening to the program, we are also on the Dan Patrick channel on Sirius Satellite Radio. Great to be with you as we go up to the bird and back down again. And most importantly, I'm proud to be on The Voice on the American Forces Radio Network. That's 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea, AWACS overhead, drones, wherever you are. If you're in the military, you're in a tank, M1 Abrams, shout out, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, whatever you got, you're doing a great job keeping us safe, so you stay safe. Come home soon. We're proud of you. We know you love the video games. We all do. I'm a gamer like you. I don't make them. I don't Mac them and tack them, Sunder than a new console. I just play them, and I'll tell you what I like and what I don't like. Also, we will give you a, I'll give you a list of all the new games that will be coming out this week, which is always interesting. But mostly, what have you been playing this weekend? What's good, man? What you got? Call me up, 1-800-878-PLAY, 800-878-PLAY, play at 7529. That's not an act of serendipity. We planned it that way, 800-878-PLAY. Also, TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, Twitch is down tonight, boo. That's all right, and if you want to tweet at me, I'm at Rick Tittle. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come on back, and we'll do it on the Video Game Review.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that two-thirds of all men, they start losing their hair by the age of 35? And if you notice, you might think, uh-oh, it's too late. It's gone. Go to 4hims.com. One-stop shop for hair loss, also skincare, sexual awareness. It's all for men. It's science, so you don't have to be bald. They connect you with real doctors, medical solutions. It treats hair loss. Go to 4hims.com. All the products are shipped directly to your door and order now. Now, my listeners of the Video Game Review, they get a free trial of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. So here's what you do. 4hims, that's right, for him, no Hims. 4hims.com/VGR. That's forhims.com/VGR.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, border to border, around the world, AFN. Video Game Review, questions, comments, concerns, neophytes, hardcore gamers, everyone in between, 800-878-PLAY. Don't be shy. Let's talk. Is this the rerun? This is live, baby. Try me. 800-878-PLAY. Get in. And it's funny that this is the first time since we've had Twitch in months that it's actually down. And it's not Twitch's fault. There's something going on with the machinery here. We'll fix it, and then we'll get back on, because there's nothing like looking at my face talk on the radio. But it's ironic because the first story has to do with Twitch. And it happened on Thursday. It was a quick little video snippet of about 2 seconds. It's a very popular Twitch gamer by the name of Natalia Mogollon. Once again, Natalia Mogollon, but she's known as Alinity. That's her name. And she's very popular. She's very entertaining. And obviously, in such an aesthetic world as a computer screen, it doesn't hurt that she's very good looking, very beautiful, in an area that's dominated by males. So she has a huge following. For whatever reason you want to watch her, she has a huge following. She's a very talented video game player. So she was streaming, and apparently on Thursday during the live stream, Alinity, her cat, starts to walk on her keyboard. And so she says, "Milo," and she picks up the cat and tosses the cat backwards over her shoulders. The video has now been viewed more than 6.5 million times. And there are a lot of copycat videos that have tried to do it as well. And so the videos have racked up thousands of critical comments. And this is a young lady who's doing this from Saskatchewan. And it even became a trending moment on Twitter. And people are saying, you know, if you game so hard that you toss animals around with any thought, it's time to stop gaming. It's time to stop owning animals. PETA, the Protection Ethical Treatment of Animals, they weighed in. They tweeted at their followers to take a stand for cats and please remove Alinity from Twitch immediately. The group said cats are not props for abuse for more views. The Saskatoon SPCA up in the Great White North said, quote, a formal cruelty complaint regarding this matter has been filed with their animal protection department. They added the matter is currently under investigation. Folks, if you see it, she takes a cat and she tosses it behind her head. Have you ever had a cat in your life? By the way, her place has carpeting. The cat dropped 3 feet. Now, was it a nice thing to do? Probably not. Did the cat like it? Probably not. But you know how long the cat thought about it? 1 second. Do you understand how cats are? And I'm not trying to say be cruel to animals. If you think this is cruelty to animals, this just shows how stupid we all are in today's world with the overreaction and the narcissism. And I'm taking a stand and fire her. Get her off. You want her removed. It's like anytime somebody says something dumb, fire them. Take away their livelihood. Everyone will glom in and glom on. So, I don't know, Alinity. I never heard of her until this moment. So, she still, on Friday, had to take to Twitter and apologize. And she said, quote, hey, everyone, I understand the concern and I am sorry for my lapses in judgment. Shouldn't have gotten frustrated with Milo, but I dropped him on the floor behind my chair. I'm not that strong. So people then started to dig back and look at all her old videos, of which there are hundreds and hundreds of hours. And there's another one where it looks like she's kind of kicking her dog. And there's another one they were showing where she takes a big swig of vodka and then she goes over to her cat's mouth, and she basically kisses her cat and then spits a little bit of vodka in the cat's mouth, and the cat is like, ugh. Like any human that has ever not tried vodka before, like, ugh. And so she alluded to that video, and she said the vodka thing was well over a year ago, but it was a stupid thing to do. And she has almost 900,000 followers on Twitter, and she concluded, I also understand the desire to report me to pet authorities and encourage anyone to do so if they feel pets are being mistreated by anyone anywhere. My animals are well loved. They live in a warm and caring home, and I will comply with any authority that seeks to validate this. I think a lot of people are doing this because they believe they are doing the right thing, so no salt. I don't pretend to be perfect, and I always try to do better and improve myself. So this was actually big news in Canada as well. Not that Canada has slowed news days, but this was trending worldwide on Twitter, and it was one of their own. So CTV News, a lot of people tried to get with her, and she was giving a no comment. And, you know, she showed hundreds of videos where she's just cuddling her cat and kissing her cat and all that. So the thing is, it's amazing to me. This moment on Twitch took 2 seconds, and then somebody had to report it, and then it went like wildfire. And if I saw her, you know, take a baseball bat and hit her cat, I would be right along with this. To me, it was the equivalent of taking your cat and like throwing it on the couch. She dropped the cat over her head behind her. She's a very petite young lady. It's not like she dropped this cat off the roof. I'm just asking for a little perspective is all I'm doing. You know, there's no irreverence anymore. Nothing. Everything has to be deadly serious at all times. If the cat was hurt, let's say she threw it over his head and then it went down to a bottomless pit or a pit that was full of, you know, punji spikes, or it went into a bear trap. She dropped the cat over her head, and now she's a pariah. She's evil. She seems like she's letting it go water under the bridge. But I've seen it. I know two guys who said dumb things on the air when it comes to sports talk. And one of them said something that had, and he's an African-American. He just made a joke, and the NAACP tried to get him fired. I mean, goodness gracious. It's like you can't say anything now. You can't do anything. The cat was dropped over her head. I actually thought it was kind of funny. And I am a cat lover. I grew up with cats. I would never do anything mean to a cat. So I understand if you love cats, you might have gasped for a second and thought, oh, that's not nice. And I can completely understand people say, even dropping over her head 3 feet onto the floor, that is not nice. I got it. But to ban her from Twitch, doesn't PETA have, shouldn't they be finding the Michael Vicks of the world? You know, isn't that something that they, you know, it's sort of Alinity is the internet. Alinity is the internet equal of Michael Vick, apparently, because, as I said now, it's the death of all type of irreverence at this point. Everyone is, you must be serious at all times, even if you're on Twitch playing a video game. And I don't mind people, you know, policing people who are doing cruel or terrible things whilst on Twitch. This wasn't one of them. All right, Alinity, wherever you are, I'm on your side. Take a quick break. Come on back.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Great to have you with us wherever you are listening. All over these United States of America, Mexico, El País Amigo, and of course, Canada, Helpio Buta for sure. Even in Saskatoon. Coming up in the next segment, it'll be 40 after. That's the time we give away a brand new game on the show. The very easy question, you just answer it by emailing me, rick@sportsbyline.com. And also, I'll let you know the new games that will be coming out this week, which is always a cool thing because new games come in, they get new choices, and then there's no room on the top shelves. Other games come down and get reductions in prices. You know, I was looking at some of the modeling for FIFA 20, and as a lifelong Tottenham Hotspur fan, I was just amazed at how much the facial recognition works, and they had a picture of Hugo Lloris and Moussa Sissoko and Heung-min Son and Harry Kane and Dele Alli, and I would say 3 out of the 5 looked like photographs. The other 2 were pretty darn close. And I'm thinking, wow, FIFA's going from strength to strength. But remember, there's also PES. And a lot of people prefer Konami with Pro Evolution Soccer. But here's something that has thrown a wrench into FIFA, and that is with Juve. Juventus has now signed for PES, so it will not be on FIFA. And you think about what Cristiano Ronaldo means. And just this morning, by the way, Tottenham beating Juventus in Singapore with Harry Kane scoring from the halfway line to win it. It was about as dramatic a winner as you're going to get, especially for a friendly. So great job by Tottenham. But this is something that that is a fact, that when Konami announced that it has pried Juve from Serie A over to PES 2020, who, of course, were not that long ago relegated and kicked out of the league for match fixing. Well, now they've won, what, 8 Scudettos, Shields in a row? Well, when that was announced, Electronic Arts share value dropped 3.5%. That was the reaction. So there was sheer panic. So the new deal allows PES to feature Juve, the badge, the jersey, the ground, and EA will now use a fictitious club named Piemonte Calcio. Ouch. As you know, Juve, the youth, and it's funny, they call the team La Vecchia Signora, the old lady. They play there in Turin, in the Alps, Torino. And so now it will be Piemonte Calcio. Now, FIFA will retain the rights to use players' names and will even have players look like them. So you'll have Cristiano Ronaldo and Buffon and Higuain and some of these other guys, Dybala, but they'll be playing for Piemonte Calcio. How about that? Is that lame? I guess I don't care. But obviously a lot of people care. It was reduced 3.5%. So, as I say, outsider, this can seem inconsequential, but it puts Konami in a push to maybe make a run for top dog. Is this a sign that EA's continued decline is a blip or it is in full effect? The feud between Konami and EA is long running. They have had a war for the title of Premier Soccer Simulator, seesawing, tit for tat, routine of securing rights only to lose them. That goes back decades. And these publishers have swapped over and over again the mantle as which one has the better sales and which one fell out of favor and which one is more liked. I can remember a good five-year run where it's like, well, you know, I'm a professional soccer player, so I play PES. And then I got to the point where everyone was playing FIFA so much, I almost wondered if PES was even being made anymore. Now, over the years on this show, three straight years, we had the brand manager coming in here touting PES, especially as they had Barca. And they have Barcelona, and then they get they get the team that says Jeep on them. On the kit in Juve with their weird new logo, the double J. So the licensing agreement is vital to keeping players, I'm talking gamers, interested in what is, you know, essentially an annual iteration of the same game with a few, hopefully, choice improvements and some nice gameplay features. And you'd say, this is just kind of an innocuous thing. Who cares? I mean, you can make your own team. It's like when, you know, Madden. Oh, my gosh, Brett Favre, he's on the cover, and he's now on the Jets. What are we going to do? We're going to need a patch. They had to make a patch. Well, you didn't need a patch. You can just go in and make a guy named Favre, put him in a Jet helmet, and put four on him, and you're done. That's if you want to take care of it yourself. But in recent years, you know, EA has loomed large over Konami and getting the majority of rights for teams and leagues. And they had FIFA itself. They had the Champions League. And so, as I said, Konami, they held on to Barcelona. They held on to Arsenal. They also got Inter Internazionale. So the clubs themselves, they stand to gain from this feud between EA and Konami. And you kindle that fire by jumping ship every so often. It's a surefire way to hike up the prices and both sides to clamor for the rights and paying off one or the other, or I should say playing off one or the other, that lays the foundation for a more lucrative move. So for years, PES has always bragged and has been considered the better game with mechanics, a more faithful portrayal of the beautiful game, more in-depth features, more gameplay, but drawn in by, you would say, superficial or not, the pull of popular clubs. In FIFA, people were going over there. Not like they don't look good either. But, you know, it's like, would I rather play a game that looks more like the real thing and I'm playing Club Piemonte, or if I'm a Juve fan, would I rather play like a game where it's actually them? The only thing is, you're Juve, and you're playing Inter, and you're playing all these other fake teams. I mean, when you're just a couple of the real teams, how is that good? So, you know, you bring in not just Juve, but more importantly than Juventus, you bring in Cristiano Ronaldo. And it could prompt other clubs to follow suit. And if this would happen, the FIFA's decline would be a little bit more, you know, the migration would be more in effect. But the fear is that this Juve move will trigger a tsunami. And I don't think so. I think that would have happened with Barca. But FIFA's importance on its roster cannot be understated. Over the last 3 years, the franchise, FIFA, is responsible for 14% of all EA sales. This is a company that raised in over $5 billion last year. $5 billion. FIFA is a serious cash cow. So you're talking about, what would that be, about $750 million, if I'm doing my rough math here. So if PES, if it trumps FIFA in the eyes of the consumer, the ramifications, of course, would be dire. The small dip in market value, as I said, 3.5, that happens, and it's happened all the time to EA. It's not like they're going to panic over it, I guess. I mean, they fell 5% when Season 2 of Apex Legend hit servers. They're like, what? The viewer numbers on Twitch were lower than anticipated, as I mentioned Twitch yet again when I'm not on it tonight. But in the broader context of EA's recent track record, the loss of Ronaldo, Cristiano Ronaldo, Ronaldo is, of course, Brazilian, but Cristiano Ronaldo and Juventus compounds a steady decline in the share value since 2018. So you got that well-publicized loot box controversy. You got Anthem, which came out, and then people were like, meh. The waning interest in Apex Legends, that hit it hard. So this was a little gut punch by Konami. And will it have serious ramifications? I don't think so. Getting Juve is huge, but, I mean, honestly, getting Barcelona was huger. So now, well, they have Messi and they have Ronaldo, and that's great for them. And I hope we get the PES people back in here. They said they've been in here, I believe, 3 years in a row. I'd love to talk to them about it, how they did it, and how they want to take over the world. But if you give me the choice right now, I'd rather play FIFA. I'd rather play Tottenham in the Premier League against every team except Arsenal. As someone who hates Arsenal, I don't miss them anyway. Even though you still have a team in Haringey and Islington there in North London. But, yeah, if you want to play with Ronaldo, you can. The club's called Piemonte Calcio. And, of course, Calcio is what they call soccer. It all comes back from Florentine Calcio, which doesn't really look like soccer, but that's sort of their game they play on foot. This is where we get the term football. It means a game you don't play on horseback. It has nothing to do with your... People say, why do they call it football? Only the punter and the kicker kick it with their foot. That means you're not on horseback. All right, I'm getting off on a tangent. PES versus FIFA. We'll keep our eye on it. When we come back, we'll give a game away. Also, release dates, all the new games. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
For Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by Annuity Action Network. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your monthly settlement payments? It's true. If you receive monthly payments from an annuity or a structured settlement and you need a lump sum immediately, then you need to call Annuity Action Network. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Call the Annuity Action Network now to get your fast cash with no hidden costs. And if you call today, we'll even send you a $100 cash gift card just for verifying your settlement payments and your contact information. If you have a structured settlement or an annuity and you want cash now, call Annuity Action Network right now.
800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
It's not marijuana, it's CBD. No prescription, 100% legal and available to sports listeners. Some CBDistillery.com. Here's the facts when it comes to CBD or cannabidiol. The reported health benefits can be very, very compelling. CBD, the potent compound extracted from the hemp version of cannabis. You may associate it with weed, but there is a difference. CBD may offer many of the health and wellness benefits, but without the high and it's legal. You know, where you buy your CBD supplements online is very important. CBDistillery.com is the online source. Go online, read some of the reviews from over 17,000 customers about the health and wellness benefits you can acquire from CBD. Whether you're exploring CBD for current health concerns or long-term wellness, find your answers at CBDistillery.com. That's CBDistillery.com.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's time to give away a new game, and I have it here for you. The Walking Dead, the final season. This is I have it here for PS4. It's also available on Xbox One, the Nintendo Switch, and the personal computer. Rated M for Mature. Published by Telltale Games and Skybound Games, and developed by both of them as well. My question is this a game about zombies, or is this a game about tennis?
What are you talking about? Is that a trick question?
Just trying to give away a game here, folks. Is it a game about tennis, or is it a game about zombies? Let me know the answer. Rick@sportsbyline.com. Once again, Rick@sportsbyline.com. I'll give it away to the second correct answer. I've known over the years that if you say the 37th answer, people will be like, well, that won't be me. There's no use trying. And if I say the first correct answer, people say, oh, somebody already beat me to it. But the second, people will try. And believe me, there have been times when I've had 20 people right in, and I've only had one, and so I give it to that person. So you never know what you're going to get. So The Walking Dead, the final season, PS4, and goodbyes are never easy. I was read that as a review in Game Informer about that game, and you know, this was the franchise that put Telltale Games on the map. And, you know, focusing on player choice, emotional storytelling. But it all kind of came to an end last year when the developer closed down before completing the fourth season. And so Skybound Games came to the rescue. And they hired on Telltale employees. And they said, let's finish it as it was planned. And so it's a finale. It's a fitting tribute to Clementine and her journey. And you might think it might be a little bit inconsistent in quality and maybe suffers from some maybe missteps to the story, something that might be impossible for you to let it shrug away, because we've all watched Clementine grow from a little girl who didn't know S from Shinola into a hardened warrior. Resourceful, versatile, cruel, and relentless as well. And part of that was because of the preparation she got from Lee, the main character in the first season, who did everything he could to protect her. So this time, Clementine, in this final season, she takes on the role of protector. She's looking after a kid named AJ, who we saw in season 2. And people will say, oh, we really like the exploration of the relationship between Clementine and AJ. And I don't mean to be like a rube or a dummy, but I always think, who cares? All you got to tell me is this kid and she has to protect him. But people, they love dialogue. They want a movie. This is why these Naughty Dog games, these Drake's Fortune games, these Last of Us games, they drive me crazy, because they take the joypad out of your hands and they make you watch a movie. If I want a movie, I'll watch a movie. I got Netflix and Amazon. I'll go to a movie theater. But there's a lot of twists and surprises, which I won't tell you about. And it is a finale. And so that means it's supposed to be the conclusion of Clementine's story. You never know. We thought we had the conclusion of Halo about, what, five times? And that didn't happen to the Master Chief. So you could say, well, that aspect isn't very nice. That's disappointing. But, you know, as I said, you have to play the game to see what happens. And the choices you make do influence the dialogue and what AJ does and other relationships as well. And if, you know, you're forced to pick between two things, whether it's simple as who to spend time with or who do you rescue, which is much more dire as well. But there's, you're mostly teaching AJ how to survive, and you have to decide when to take off his training wheels and then let him go at it. You know, it's kind of like, in a way, Dog Meat. You remember Dog Meat in Fallout 3? Was it Fallout 4? Fallout 3. And it was a German Shepherd you could find, and then he would be your companion. And so I thought, oh, that's cool. So I got the German Shepherd, and it's the very first fight. He runs in and tries to take on, like, three Rad Scorpions and just dies. I'm like, that's it? On Dog Meat, that's it. I didn't even have a chance to do anything with him. But then, of course, you could take a super mutant and walk along with him, and he's going, the milk of human kindness. You know, he's quoting Hamlet. And I'm like, you know what? I want it. Because the one thing that in the Fallout, I'm getting off on a side here. But the one thing about Fallout, if you have someone who's right alongside you, all you hear is in the grass, and it always sounds like someone's coming up behind you, which I hate. All right, anyway, The Walking Dead, the final season from Telltale and then taken over by Skybound, rated M for Mature. This just came out a couple months ago. And the question is, to win it on the PS4, also available on the Xbox One, the Switch, and the PC, is this a game about zombies or is this a game about tennis? Yes. Send your answers to rick@sportsbyline.com. All right, we'll get to the new releases here in a second. But maybe you've heard the news about Netflix having a upcoming adaptation of the video game Witcher. And at the Comic-Con this weekend in San Diego, saw an article with The Wrap. It caught up with Lauren Schmidt-Hisrick, and someone who works on the Netflix adaptation, and was asked what would happen once the series ran out of material from the books. Would the video game project, remember that was CD Projekt, would they be getting adapted after? And she said, extreme long vision is no, we will not start adapting the games. And she continued, did Hisrick, I can only attack one season at a time, so I'm excited for this one. The rest kind of makes my mind explode right now. If someone says, what happens in season 7? Sure, I have thoughts. Fingers crossed we get there. So while there may be some of the original material down the line, if the show lasts long enough, we definitely won't be getting a new take on the recent game trilogy. Huh. So, end quote, that'll be disappointing to a lot of fans because I didn't read the Stitcher graphic novels. I know Stitcher the game. But I respect the decision. So often in media, we retell the same stories ad nauseum, and it becomes pointless even to engage in multiple versions of it. So it's fine to adopt storylines. I mean, how many times have you gone to a movie with somebody and they're like, that's not how it happened in the book? I mean, I read Band of Brothers, and I saw Band of Brothers, and I loved it. It was amazing. But every once in a while, I'm like, yeah, that's not really how. That's not what happened in the book. No one likes that guy. No one likes the guy who goes, yeah, that's not what happened with Cujo. I actually saw Cujo when I was in college in the theater. And, yeah, that's not what happened here. I read Cujo, Stephen King. I'm like, dude, seriously? So I just think it's cool when you think about, you know, as I said, video games trying to be movies, and every time they try to make a movie out of a video game, what is that, a 10% success rate? I'd probably say 10%. And probably 5 years ago, maybe I'd go 2%. But there'll definitely be a crowd for it, and one can beget the other, you know, and actually write some new stuff. Remember in Hollywood for years? Well, Hollywood right now, what did they just announce this weekend? There's going to be 20 new superhero movies, and they're all going to tie together. And it's like, what, you didn't see Civil War? Oh, you didn't see The Winter Soldier? Like, oh, well, Spider-Man, I'm like, I can't go to a movie anymore. It's all these comic book characters. So I like this Witcher project, and we'll see how it goes on Netflix. And man, oh, man, you're going to get a lot of eyeballs on you now that you're on Netflix. All right, let's take a look at the new releases this week. For the PC, Tetris Effect. Tetris Effect is an evocative spin on the classic puzzler with 30-plus stages that take players on a wondrous journey. On the PC, the Switch, the PS4, and the Xbox One, Kill La Kill, the game, if. Yes, Kill La Kill, colon, the game, hyphen, IF. Experience the hot-blooded action from the original anime series with a brand new story chapter and arena-based combat. Wolfenstein Youngblood, Switch, PS4, Xbox One. $29, set in 1980, 19 years after B.J. Blazkowski ignited the Second American Revolution. Wolfenstein Youngblood introduces new play. You know what? I was watching some of this on video, and you know, I'm not a huge fan of the new Wolfenstein games, which is unfortunate because I love the ones on id back on the PC in the 90s, and Spirit of Destiny and Wolfenstein is so good. Bum 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 do 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 oofa fa mein Leben. I loved all that stuff, even though it'd make you car sick to watch somebody else play. I was watching some play, and it was one of my pet peeves is that, you know, it's like a space station and you're going along and there's these like future people with swastikas on their arms, but it takes you like 5 shots to kill them. Also, by the way, on the 4 and PC, Wolfenstein Cyberpilot. This is coming out the same day. Wolfenstein Cyberpilot brings virtual reality to the revolution against the Nazis. You're the best hacker in town. So it's basically Wolfenstein VR. Beyond, colon, Two Souls on the PC, a sophisticated and technology-advanced gaming experience by Quantic Dream. AI, colon, the Somnium Files on the PC and the Switch from Zero Escape series director, scenario writer Kotaro Uchikoshi. AI, the Somnium Files is a mysterious adventure. War Groove DLC, kind of cartoony. War Groove is a, this is PS4. War Groove is a turn-based strategy game for up to 4 players. Each player can takes control of an army. By the way, Somnian Files on PS4 too, I should mention. Unlucky 7 on the PC. Unlucky 7 takes you on a spacewalk and tells you a story about love, hate, and craving for human flesh. Smoots Summer Games on the Xbox One and the Switch. Smoots Summer Games is a sports arcade for 1 to 4 players where you can play 18 athletic events. Very cartoony. Setsuomo Party, PS4. Setsuomo Party is a game where sumo warriors gather to join a unconventional contest inspired by Japanese TV shows. Date Alive, Rio Reincarnation. I love the way these translate. PC and PS4. Date Alive, Rio Reincarnation is based on the popular light novel Season with 11 characters to choose from. Monster Boy and the Cursed Kingdom on the PC. A legendary gaming series returns with an all-new adventure. Monster Boy and the Cursed Kingdom picks up the gameplay. A couple more here. Interstellar Space, colon, Genesis. Not on the Genesis, but the PC. Interstellar Space Genesis takes classic turn-based space, 4-time strategy mechanics, ends in a few twists of its own. And finally, on the Switch, Remothered Tormented Fathers. Remothered Tormented Fathers is a psychological third-person survival horror game with strong cinematic inspiration. We'll take a quick break. We'll come on back and do the cheat code. I'm Rick Tittle. It is the Video Game Review.
travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me. For the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you so much. Welcome back to the show. It is the end of the show. It's time to do a cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. I have a request here, and this is from Kim. Kim says, Rick, Fallout New Vegas, Xbox 360, what is the infinite caps glitch? I have it. First, go to the town of Prim. Complete the My Kind of Town quest for them. You get a sheriff for the town. And after you get him, the sheriff or the NCR troops, you have to wait 3 to 7 game days. And then Vicky and Vance Casino will again open up in Prim. Go exchange some caps for the casino's chips. Then turn in the casino's chips for caps, and you'll notice that when you turn the chips in, they will not be removed from your inventory, but you get the payout. And you can exploit this forever. And I don't know who are the people that found this out. I'm sure it was super serendipitous, but
It's a good little glitch there. Anyway, thank you for that. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com, and you can email me all week if you have a question. I'll try to get back to you. Otherwise, I'll see you next week, and we'll do it again on VGR.